Hey, come stand outside with me for a minute. Imagine yourself standing on the deck of a rural cafe overlooking a river. It's seriously overcast and evening seems to have come early. Oh, it's beginning to rain. First a few drops here and there, then more often. Singles, then triplets. Can you see it? Can you see the circular patterns of the rain striking the surface of the river? It's hitting the roof and dripping into the gutters, splashing across the windows and starting to drip off the handrail, leaving a subtle jasmine and gingerbread sort of fragrance, warm and fresh, giving the land a certain sweetness like no other. If we were sitting inside the car, we could see the drops formed on the windshield. We would watch one drop, starting at the top and running down, like it's on an exploratory adventure. It runs down, gives a little, gets a little, disappears for a moment, then reappears, gathering and giving, until it nears the end of its journey, where it finally blends into all the rest of the water at the bottom of the glass. I figure we're like that. We give a little, get a little, and run our course until the end when we join the eternity of our Father's house. I'm Social Porter, and this is Outposts, an evening of cool jazz and contemplative conversation. It is my pleasure to join you in the vision of rain, the coming of refreshment and revitalization here at the edge of the Ocklawaha River. I am honored to stand with you, barefaced, looking up to heaven, waiting for refreshing from the hand of our God, who will come to us like the rain, watering the earth.
Rain.
In our lives, there is the slip and grip of life. We grip and gather to ourselves light and hope, God's love and peace. We also let slip from our grasp the seeds of faith and wisdom, kindness and blessing to be planted in righteousness. It is like the rain on the windshield of your car. We start at the top, run down, get a little, give a little, planting, sharing, receiving, doing our part in weeping joy and singing obedience. I hope you enjoy tonight's program. Put your ears on, lean back and relax, dream, believe, and imagine, and I'll be right back. Sometimes I feel like this dance we do with God is like a giant waltz, 3 feet off the ground, and it's a clear, starry-skied night, stepping and spinning with the Lord, His eyes looking courage into us to follow more closely. Our feet step high over the top of fields of wildflowers, We dance over treetops, spin under clouds, then dip and gradually drop to the river's edge. There is a warm rain on our faces, the eyes of my Jesus smiling in the ecstasy of dancing with his most beloved, over the hills and far away. Our lives in Christ are like a painting being put together by a master painter. Sometimes he paints with two hands. Other times he's got the tiniest brush imaginable, painting with colors we've never seen, accenting in sounds and smells we have yet to imagine, far beyond our dreams, far beyond the sun of this world. Many feel dry, parched, and I'd like to give you the vision of rain. Rain. Have you ever smelled rain? It's like the Father's cologne. I'm reminded of the wife who gave birth to a very premature child. The doctors all said the child wouldn't live, but the parents refused to give up, and they pounded on heaven's doors with weeping and tears for the life of their child. To all the doctors' amazement, the child lived. Years later, the child was sitting in her mother's lap on the bleachers of a local ballpark where her brother's ball team was practicing. As always, the daughter was chattering nonstop with her mother and several other adults sitting nearby when she suddenly fell silent. Hugging her arms across her chest, she asked, "Do you smell that?" Smelling the air and detecting the approach of a thunderstorm, her mom said, "Yes, it smells like rain." She closed her eyes and asked again, "Do you smell that?" Once again, her mother replied, "Yes, I think we're about to get wet. It smells like rain." Still caught in the moment, the little girl shook her head, patted her thin shoulders with her small hands, and loudly announced with her eyes shut, "No, it smells like him. It smells like God when you lay your head on his chest." Can you smell God's cologne? It's going to rain for those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. There will come rain in our lives from heaven's open doors to inspire and grow the coming kingdom of God. It's going to rain. Psalm 68:8. The heavens also dropped rain at the presence of God. The very word for rain in Psalm 68:9 is a shower as a mercy flashing wisdom on our minds. It causes us to pause and ponder the concealed truth of God that he is faithful even when we can't see, understand, or hear. In prophecy, rain is change. Even in our mortal hearts, rain is hidden goodness, like a flame is bound to a coal. Even though we can't see the flame, it is there, which is why I say it is God's faithfulness, even when we can't see. You know what I mean? Can you see it? When God shows up, there will be refreshing for the parched hearts, restoration for the beaten down, redemption for those too tired to continue in the heat of battle. We will know the value of shading the eyes of warriors who have nearly fainted in the noonday sun. The Lord will send the rain to reinvigorate those whose invigoration has ebbed away. In Leviticus 26:4, the Lord says, "Then I will give you rain in its season. The land shall yield its produce, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit." In those days, the character of the righteous shall bloom and bear much fruit, fruit that shall not fade, fruit born of the goodness and good pleasure of God. What do you think of when you think of rain?
Rain.
Imagine rain. Close your eyes and see it. Can you see it yet? Do you think cold, gray, ugly, irritatingly wet? Inconvenient, maybe? It might be a good time to remember that behind the clouds and past the rain there is a blue sky and sun. When I think of rain, I think of dancing. Yeah, odd, huh? Maybe. I think not really. I can remember as a boy we went camping in the deep woods at the edge of a lake. As I sat there looking out over the water with the trees as my backdrop, there began something like a whispering in the air. I didn't really notice it first, but I remember sensing the air cooling off and it even smelled differently. Somewhere in me, I knew things were changing. The day had been beautiful, and the sky was like a dome of plasma blue. And all day the clouds had looked like a platform for angels drifting under the gleaming disk of sun. Pretty dramatic picture, yeah, I know, but can you see it? Somewhere far away, there came a pattering sound on the leaves of the trees, and the lake looked like all its shimmering was now being interrupted by something else. Then I saw it. Rain. While I wasn't watching, the clouds had covered over the expanse of blue and were now spitting beads of water which sounded like a lover's whisper in your ears. I could see some geese across the way, making happy noises. Ducks wiggled and carried on like things just couldn't get any more wonderful. Little birds sat still on the trees, all fluffed out. We all moved under the tarp at the folding table, listening to the putting sound as rain struck the canvas. I noticed we all found watching it rain hypnotic. To this day, I'm still hypnotized by rain. Here at the cafe, when it rains, I occasionally find myself hoping the windows will fog and we can write God thoughts on the glass. John Ruskin wrote that sunshine is delicious, rain is refreshing, wind braces us up, snow is exhilarating. There is really no such thing as bad weather, only different kinds of good weather. And I've adopted that by saying I don't have bad days anymore, I just have different kinds of good days. Some folks argue and mumble to themselves when it rains, but I say, when it begins to rain, probably the best thing to do is let it rain. It's not like we could complain enough to make the rain do anything other than what God has set its course to accomplish. When God's presence comes, the rain begins to fall, beginning like a whisper in our ears, getting louder the closer it gets. It has hidden music in the drops upon our hearts, making a sound we've never heard before, unless we have ears to hear. In the season of heavy rain, we are not able to stand outside. Friends, come in the house. Who wants to be like the older brother in Luke 15, who, when his younger brother came home and the father threw a party, the older brother resented the younger brother's favor with the father so much he refused to join the party. Get this now, he was of the family, but was not in the house, and wouldn't come in the house either. The Lord wants us to come in and not stand outside. When the Lord sends the rain, it will surprise some. Others will be pleased, yet there will also be those who don't see it as God's blessing, but a mere inconvenience. Oh my, it's raining again. I read somewhere that if beauty is God's signature, then rain is His final flourish. It's time to come home. It's going to rain and there will be singing and dancing. Come in the house. Come on. Often in the movies, when something terrible is about to happen or there is some depressing or oppressive situation, it is raining. Just seeing wet streets and rain dripping from roof edges and gutters inspires us to bundle up. Just seeing it gray and drizzling outside motivates us to stay indoors, make soup, and watch old movies. But in God's economy, that picture isn't so. Of course, there are times when rain and storms are very destructive, but that isn't what we're talking about. I believe there is a seeing which comes with God's presence. In fact, the very Greek word for presence ties to several words used for seeing, the kind of seeing spoken of as in a visionary experience. 1 Samuel 12:17, "And He will send thunder and rain, that you may perceive and see." Does that mean, in the presence of God Almighty, all together like a symphony, there is thunder, perception, rain, and sight? Something deep, something prophetic and intimate happens in the heart of man when it rains. God gives birth to our spiritual perception and sight, to those who have Him present in their thought, who set Him before their mind's eye. My soul longs for the soaking through of God's promise of rain. Rain, rain. It is a good companion sometimes. We as humans have a commonality with rain, you know. It is often overcast and shadowy when it comes, and we are regularly overcast and shadowy. It disturbs life just a little bit and puts things off center as we are recurrently a little off center. I remember hearing a fellow complain because it was going to rain, and I thought to myself how silly his complaint was. Without the clouds of moisture which fall to the earth in the form of rain, there would be no snow. There would be no drinking water. If the earth's moisture didn't make the circle from sky to earth and then back again to the sky, round and round, if it only went to the sky, we would all be back in the days of Noah when it didn't rain for about 300 years. That was a very dry place. When the rain from heaven is at its height, I don't want to be found sitting under an umbrella of my own making. I want to be thoroughly wet with refreshing from the heart of the Lord. Rain.
Rain.
If ever there was a time people needed refreshing, I believe it is now. It's going to rain. Can you hear it coming? Wow, I can smell it. Can you see it in your mind? Those of us who have set Christ as the gate to our vision. I want to be found dancing the wild dance with our wild God, who will sing over us and dance in the rain with the audacity of holiness and redemption. I thought to myself, if I could leave you with anything tonight, I would give you the gift of knowing it's going to rain. And I would encourage you to see. I am saying, see in the name of Jesus. With the look-ahead sight God gives us, there comes provision, preparation, and celebration. See. Let the dancing in His presence begin and see into the distance of God's purposes. See, He is the master painter, painting you into His vision that plays in your life. Come, dance with me and share in His vision. Write your words, draw your pictures, sing your songs, dance your dances. It's time. Let it rain. It's time. Hear the feet of dancing. Hear the singing of rejoicing. Listen carefully. It is there. Come on. It's time to set your feet in motion. Come on! It's time! Let's go! Thank you. drips and drops of heaven's rain have already begun. Can you hear it? Can you see it? Can you feel it? Are you just in the family or are you in the house? Come in the house where the Father's throwing a party for his son. Come in dancing and singing. Come in to the rain of God's presence. Come on now, there's a party going on at God's house forever.
Rain.
This has been Outposts, a late night broadcast semi-live from the deck of a rural cafe, overlooking the broad and beautiful Ocklawaha River, where the trees gently lean over the river's edge and every evening is pleasant. I'm Social Porter, and this production was brought to you by Living in His Name Ministries, the girls at the Jump Off Rock Gift Shop, Weldon at Miller's Laundry, Betty and Elisa at the Opportunity House, and, of course, Jeff and Karen at Trinity Baker's, where there's always something good in the oven. We also appreciate the support from Shot and a Wafer Fellowship, a wonderful group of determined believers. Music was by Tribal Tech, Mike Stern, Al Demiola, Mark Egan, Jim Beard, and Andy McKee. All music uses licensed by BMI. Put on your dancing shoes, it's going to rain. Can you smell the nearness of God's presence? My Jesus is close, and my feet are anxious for the dance. Take care this week, and enjoy the goodness of God in front of you. Regardless of your circumstances, be blessed, and amen.